Today is the 11th and the last installment of the Diaconate series on the Apostles' Creed. And today's topic is life everlasting. Have you ever considered just how long eternity is? I gained an appreciation for just how long eternity is when I heard the last verse of the song, Amazing Grace. It goes like this. When we've been dead 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we've just begun. So think about it. After 10,000 years in heaven, we're just beginning. And a few weeks ago, Deacon Nestor, he compared our lifespan to that of a drop of water in the ocean of time. Now let me ask you another question. Did you ever have a moment in your life or an event in your life where you decided, you know, I really don't want to go to hell? For me, that happened in 1982. I was working in a pizza restaurant in early August, about this time of year. It was 100 degrees outside, and the air conditioning was broken in the kitchen. And lucky me, I was assigned to manage the pizza ovens that night. And I believe on that night, half the people in Greenville County decided they wanted to have Frodo's Pizza for dinner that night. For 4 straight hours, I managed those ovens. During that time, I could not stay hydrated. I was constantly drinking ice water and wiping away the sweat. I must have drank 2 full gallons of water in those 4 long, hot hours. And additionally, every now and then when I was putting the pizzas in the oven or taking them out, my arm would bump either the wall or the door of the pizza oven. And that would cause an instant burn to go along with the excessive heat in the kitchen. Well, at the end of the night, even though I had been drinking all that water and wiping away all that sweat, I was very dehydrated and I felt awful. And I specifically remember having this thought. You know, this feels bad, but hell would be a whole lot worse. After all, in hell there is no ice water, and the shift doesn't end in 4 hours. In hell, there is no end. The misery lasts forever. That was a defining moment in my life, and I took a serious look at where I was in my relationship with God. I went to confession, and I confessed all my sins because I did not want to go to hell. Now, what I experienced and just described to you would be called imperfect contrition. And it's called that because it's not perfect. I still wasn't choosing God as my top priority. I was just choosing heaven as a better alternative to hell. Now, in the late 12th century and early 13th century, there was a debate about whether confessing your sins just because you didn't want to go to hell, was that good enough? Alain de Lille was a French theologian, and he gave this imperfect contrition a name. He called it attrition. And he felt that with attrition, there just wasn't enough contrition. And he also felt there was an absence of a true desire to change one's way and to turn away from sin. But there was another French theologian named William of Auvergne, and he agreed somewhat with Alain, but he felt that attrition was just the first step in the direction towards perfect contrition. He was optimistic that attrition is just part of a process, and the process leads to sanctifying grace, love of God, eventually justification, full remission of sins, and ultimately saving grace. Then in 1551, the Council of Trent addressed this issue and ultimately determined that imperfect contrition, or attrition, was a gift from God. And it was the Holy Spirit working incrementally through the sinner towards reconciling their relationship with God. They determined that attrition did indeed position the sinner to receive grace from God in the sacrament of penance. Now, Father Mike Schmidt has a podcast called Catechism in a Year, and I highly recommend it. In it, he tells us, at the time of our death, we instantly face judgment. We will either go to hell, which would be awful, or we will go to heaven, which would be awesome. We may first have to go to purgatory to have our souls purged and cleansed of all sin, but ultimately we would end up in heaven. And as Father Schmidt states, purgatory is another gift from God to save us from going to hell. But the bigger point that Father Schmidt makes is at that time of our death, we will get what we have chosen. God does not send anyone to hell. When we reject God and choose to live a life away from God, we condemn ourselves. And when we die, our time to choose is over. Our judgment will be based on how we lived our lives on earth. Did we choose to love God and follow Him, or did we choose our own way on a path to destruction? Now, God wants so much more from us than to just want to go to heaven so we don't go to hell. He wants us to love Him with our whole mind, heart, soul, and with all our strength. He wants us to give Him our everything because He has given us His everything. God has gone to great lengths to show us His love for Him. Now, in my last homily a few weeks ago, I talked about how God created us all because He loves us, and He did not create a single one of us to go to hell. That wasn't His plan. But there's so much more to this. When God created man, that is Adam and Eve, He put them in the Garden of Eden. It was paradise. We were supposed to be in paradise with God. Things were supposed to be awesome. Then, as now, God had great plans for each one of us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, St. Paul tells us, "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." And then in the Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus Himself tells us, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you?" So God has done and is doing His part. Out of love, He created us. Out of more love, He sent His only Son to die on a cross in a brutal death that each of us may be saved. And He has prepared a place in heaven for each one of us. Now it's up to us. We have this lifetime, as long or as short as it may be, to choose God, to choose to obey His commandments, to choose to love Him with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and to love our neighbors as we would have them love us. And when we don't do these things and live in the world or for our own selfish desires, we basically choose not God and all the horrors that eventually come with it. When we choose God, we will have an eternity of living in God's love and experiencing a joy that we cannot even begin to imagine. In my case, it started with the fear of going to hell and the imperfect act of attrition. But out of my pursuit of avoiding hell, I went down that incremental spiritual growth path to a full love of God. It is now my daily goal to choose God and to love Him and my neighbors completely. My hope is when I leave this world, God welcomes me with open arms and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And after all, I learned on that hot August day, I don't do well in the heat. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.